"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Hello, Angelinos.
Like Mayor Yoga Pants.
These are a few of my favorite things.
When people have paid their debt to society, our debt of gratitude should be thanking them for serving that time.
Ask people to invite their friends and neighbors into their homes and to create welcome home baskets so we can connect Angelinos with Angelinos. These baskets are filled with essentials, toiletries, forks, knives.
Or we're going to continue being the killers that we are.
There you go. Well, greatest hits package. Goofball yoga pants there. And by the way, those gift baskets were for homeless people. You know, the psychotics that roam the streets.
Yeah, sure. How'd that go? Did Angelinos make the gift baskets? How many thousands were there?
Yeah, right. Did even one person give a gift basket?
No.
And invite them in their homes?
That's like I want to ask the county. How many people volunteered their backyards for the homeless to live in when you tried that idea? Remember the county was pushing it?
Nobody. Maybe one.
I'll bet you maybe one.
Maybe one. And they're dead now. That's usually what happens.
Oh, nice.
John and Ken Show. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to give away a $100 gas card this hour.
We are. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm calling in for it.
How are we going to do this? Do we know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Pick a caller number. Sure.
That's always fun. Pick a caller number. Okay. It's very original.
What else are we going to do? Hold a singing competition? I mean,
oh, that'd be fun.
Or make them beg. We could have them call in and they have to beg.
Oh, and the best beggar wins?
Right, yeah. We could choose on the air. Have three people humiliate themselves.
Give us their heartbreaking stories as to how much gas prices are killing them?
Yeah.
Well, I like that idea.
You like that idea?
Look at that. Right off the top of your head,
all right,
well,
yes. We set that up. We'll take three calls and have people beg and then we'll vote.
Then we'll vote. Just we'll vote? Yeah, I guess it'll be too time-consuming to have the audience.
Well, Deborah can vote, too, so we'll have a tiebreaker.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, but she's too sympathetic. She'll like all of them.
I will pick one.
Then she can give her own $100 card to them.
All right, that's
no,
a good
idea. No, I want the $100 card. Thank you very much.
You want the $100.
The next segment, we'll get three people on the air,
uh-huh.
And then we'll have the best beggar wins.
Yeah.
All right,
well, then,
very good.
You know, the spirit of homelessness.
And maybe they should do it singing.
singing.
Right? So we take Ken's idea. So they're talking
well,
about...
It wasn't my idea. It was his idea.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So then you can combine them. They sing their heartbreak.
Yeah, but that's not going to sound like real begging. It's going to sound like
true.
Entertainment.
Okay, never mind.
It's what it's going to sound like, that show Rent.
Oh, God.
Where all they did was whine about how they didn't have any money.
That is the second worst... Is that the worst play I ever saw? The second worst?
I ran into the movie the other day. It was on one of the
cable
channels.
Oh, my God, did I hate Rent. I hated Rent more than anything I've ever hated in my life.
I couldn't stand being
locked in a theater for hours with a bunch of ninnies complaining they had to go to work to pay the rent. Who thought that was an idea for a play? And that thing won awards.
You could have walked out.
And it sold out forever. Oh, my God. That's when I knew the world was over.
We're talking about Garcetti because the headline story in the El Segundo Times over the weekend, Garcetti gave, quote, unintentionally blended numbers on sex allegations involving his advisor, Rick Jacobs, according to his representative.
Unintentionally blended numbers. Do you realize how absurd a phrase that is? Unintentionally blended numbers for lying to reporters? He lied to reporters. He made up a number of people who disputed the charges. He completely made that up, and then he says unintentionally blended, and they print that?
Here first is audio from Fox 11's Phil Schumann. Cut number one.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Ready, 1, 2, 3.
All smiles today as he cut yet another ribbon, this one at the dedication of an affordable housing building for seniors and vets. Garcetti, relentlessly upbeat, spoke with me after the event, confident he will be confirmed as ambassador to India. So you're not considering under any circumstances at this point removing your name from nomination?
The president is strongly behind me. He's reiterated that time and time again, the country, and he have asked me to serve, and I'm ready to do so.
But the question is, when?
That I never witnessed, nor was it brought to my attention, the behavior that's been alleged.
Now the U.S. Senate will investigate if Garcetti was truthful when he testified under oath that he never witnessed anything inappropriate inside City Hall or outside by a former top advisor, Rick Jacobs, who left the mayor's office some 2 years ago. I mean, is this embarrassing for you, difficult for you?
No, you know, the truth is the truth. And I've told people always tell the truth. I think it's crystal clear. 40 people interviewed under oath who say there's zero corroboration, that speaks
number.
For itself.
So then why haven't you been confirmed?
The Senate, people said the Senate's going to always be a long ride, but I'm ready, and I think the time is now.
But some think the ride is over for the 51-year-old career politician, and he's just refusing to accept it. The spotlight reveals that a former member of a security detail believes that Mayor Garcetti witnessed inappropriate behavior by Rick Jacobs and did nothing. A whistleblower claim by a former communications aide says much the same thing. We asked Mayor Garcetti today if those people were simply lying. He wouldn't say that. He just said that he is sticking to his version and that the truth is the truth. He never saw anything inappropriate. Alex, I know you spoke with him about this same subject. He said it's not in his nature to ignore something that would be so offensive to people. And if he had seen it, he would have acted. So we just wait for the Senate to act now.
All right. Now we'll get you this report from Spectrum One News. It's a short clip, but it's Garcetti pretty much saying the same thing about people under oath.
The independent report is crystal clear. And 40 people under oath have been clear.
Why?
And everybody who's worked under that person have been clear that that allegation absolutely did not happen.
So somebody named Dae Levine, it's spelled D-A-E, Garcetti's chief communications officer said, well, it's a matter of unintentionally blended numbers. You see, only 32 people gave depositions under oath.
And he came up with 40. No, and people have said under oath that Garcetti knew about this and was there when some of this sexual abuse happened, that he watched it, that he giggled at it, that it was the talk of the office, that Garcetti made comments himself like, I can't believe, you know, that the Rick Jacobs stuff hasn't come back to bite us.
Right.
I mean, there's no question about this. These are people who very closely worked with him. They were loyalists. Naomi Seligman. Anna Barr.
Yeah, the people that are saying they didn't see anything, they don't know anything, they don't think Rick Jacobs harassed anybody, are just Garcetti glamons who want to continue their ride on his coattails, wherever that leads, probably a dead alley, dead end alley.
Dead end alley in New Delhi. Well, I looked up what pathological lying is. It's also known as mythomania and pseudologia fantastica. It's it's a chronic behavior in which the person habitually or compulsively lies. Sometimes these lies serve no obvious purpose other than to paint oneself as a hero or victim, depending on the circumstance. First described in 1895. And what people do is they're under stress. They try to shift control to themselves, issues related to low self-esteem. And it's listed in the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
No.
As a symptom of other disorders, such as narcissistic personality disorder. Obviously, he suffers from that. And other things.
Unintentionally blended numbers.
Yeah. It's the average age of onset is about 21 years old, and the level of intelligence is average or above average. They also have above-average verbal skills, and they usually have other mental disturbances in the family.
All right.
He's got some mental disturbances based on all those mysterious police calls.
Well, we'll wait this out. He'll eventually hit the wall. This nomination will dissipate. When we come back, we're going to allow three people. Like, what are we going to give out the toll-free number?
Yes.
All right. To call in and beg for the $100 gas card.
All right. So,
and we will pick the best beggar.
Best beggar wins out of the three.
Right.
The team of judges.
You can take any tactic you want with this. You can be sad and really melancholy about how much it's hurting you, or you could try another tactic. I don't know.
I don't know. It's open. It's an open performance.
This is true. So if you really want that $100 gas card, your chances get up next.
You got to work for it here. Nobody gets a free ride from our show.
That's for sure.
That's right. John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, guess where Garcetti was today?
Where?
Washington, D.C.
Begging?
Still begging for that appointment. Well, he went there for this gun control event.
Sure.
And to attend an upcoming Summit of the Americas conference to meet with White House staff to talk about it.
What is that?
Because it's going to be held in L.A. in June. Summit of the Americas. North and South America?
Oh, no? My God. More so wasted blathering and nonsense. Are they going to have a resolution?
We had mentioned earlier in the show that a brand new poll has come out from Berkeley that shows that Rick Caruso is even with Karen Bass to become L.A.'s next mayor. And they're far ahead of the rest of the field, so they'll probably meet in November. But there was a thumbs up and thumbs down on Garcetti. And they just ran another story this afternoon trying to take a closer look at Garcetti's performance and how it affects the race. And you know what the number one issue was to people who supported Garcetti in this poll? Take a guess.
Number one issue for people who
supported Garcetti.
Wow, I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
There's nothing he does right.
Climate change. Would have to be.
Was it really?
Yeah, apparently they viewed Garcetti favorably if they thought that climate change was a very important issue.
Oh, God, that's
nothing
funny.
Nothing that can be done.
In so many different ways, we don't even have time right now.
All right, we're going to do our $100 gas card giveaway, and you can call 1-800-520-1534 and beg.
All right, we have our three contestants.
Oh, we already do? Okay.
We already do. It's going to be...
We didn't even give out the number, so they just...
They knew. In fact, we have... immediately they called. They know the number.
I know they do, but I wanted to give everyone a chance by making more of a... Don't let the insiders who memorize the phone number get in there.
These people have been calling for years. Now, so we blocked off the rest of the lines. So these are the only three contestants, Rocky, Hannah, and Mike. And you're going to have to go through any type of begging performance you want. And
is there a time limit on this? I don't want them begging for 5 minutes.
30 seconds. You got a clicker? You got like a 30-second clicker? Okay.
Yeah, where's our clock?
30 seconds of begging. And then Deborah and Ken and I, we will vote on the best beggar here. Let's see. We'll start with Rocky. Rocky, you're on the John and Ken Show.
Was that more of a comic performance or a real begging?
I don't know.
I only understood like every other word.
He was so distraught, he's incoherent. Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right. That's his shot there.
All right. That's his shot. You're right.
Let's go to Hannah. You're on the John and Ken Show. 30-second bag. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. I'm going to do mine a little different than the last guy. So I went ahead and got pregnant in 2020 in Trump's America right before the pandemic. Quit my job. We were a two-income family. Quit my job to take care of my son because there's no daycare available due to COVID. And now, oh my gosh, we are feeling it. I'm begging you guys. I want to go to Easter to Lompoc, an hour and a half away. But we are just like, we have a 19-month-old, and food is super high. Gas is super high. So
All right. Okay, got it.
It's contestant number three.
Wants to go to Lompoc for Easter. All right. Let's go to Mike, third and final contestant. You got 30 seconds to beg for a $100 gas card.
John Ken, I'm going to shoot straight with you guys. I got my toddler in the back of the car, just like Hannah. We got pregnant during the pandemic, and I'm in between jobs right now, and I could use a little bit of help at the gas pump, man. We are grateful, but at the same time, we are getting killed each and every day. That's my toddler in the back. His name's Noah. So if you want to help us out, we'd appreciate it. If not, give it to Hannah because the other guy was incoherent.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll put you on hold. Very good, Mike.
I think it's pretty obvious.
I think Mike, right?
What?
What? You want to give it to Hannah?
Of course I do. What are you talking about? The incoherent guy?
No. That was Rocky.
Oh, no, I think Hannah. I like the Lompoc story.
She's very specific
about what they want the money for. Well, Deborah's the tiebreaker.
I have to say, I'm going to go for Hannah, but I really liked Mike too, but Hannah gets my vote.
All right, well,
I think Hannah
wins 2-1.
I mean, I want to be, you know.
I don't dislike Hannah.
No, but I want to be clear that I thought she did the best job with her 30 seconds of being very detailed about her.
Okay. All right.
Whereas the other guy was nice, but a little generic, and, you know, he made a good comment at the end about incoherent guy, though.
All right. Oh, Hannah, you're the winner.
Oh, my. Thank you guys so much. I just want to say I'm a huge fan, and I've been listening to you guys since 22 years old. I'm 34 now. So, I mean, you guys are just awesome. Thank you so much for getting the word out.
What's in Lompoc?
My parents. We have kind of crazy story. I know time is pressed, but my brother had COVID pneumonia, got a lung transplant, actually one out of 20 in the world at Cedars-Sinai there. And he's going to go up to Easter for Easter with his kids to my parents' house. And I have a little, 19-month-old. So I want to go out.
Now, Hannah. If you had thrown in the lung transplant in the story, then I would have voted for you right away. I mean,
yeah, did you want to see your brother got a lung transplant?
We would have stopped the game right there. That would have been an automatic win.
I think I have to give you another gas card.
When you have a lung transplant in your story, you got to use it. You got to lead with that.
I know. Well, you know, I just saw my brother last week because he crashes at my house. We live in Camarillo. So he drives the Cedar for his appointment. So I couldn't really use that because I do see him. But I would love to see you
But this family reunion thing, sure.
She's so honest.
All right. Yeah. Well, very good,
fantastic.
Hannah.
I think she's a fine choice.
All right, hold on, and Ray will tell you how to
collect your information
card.
So you can get to Lompoc with a $100 gas card from KFI.
Might get you halfway to Lompoc, but
and by the way, it depends on maybe they have a real or on a motorcycle. You will have another chance to win with Tim Conway at 7 o'clock, and we do this in the morning with Bill Handel at 9, Gary and Shannon at 11, and it's our 5 o'clock hour. We will be giving away the $100 gas card. Don't know how long this is going to go on, so you know, make sure you tune in, and you'll have it. We may do the begging thing again. I like it.
Yeah, it was good.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We like having the power, though, right? You got into having the tie-breaking vote.
Yeah, I liked it.
She did. Yeah. She went with the right choice.
It turns me on.
Wow.
This is a good thing.
Coming up next, you're actually going to hear some more begging. We'll explain.
John and Ken. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, remember, another $100 gas card giveaway coming 7 o'clock on the Tim Conway Jr. Show here on KFI. Before we get to Ukraine-Russia, and since we had three listeners beg for the $100 gas card, well, in a completely different place in the world, for a completely different reason, we're going to play right now, Eric, cut number 6.
这个是正常的叫，阿拉终于来完了，所有人都在叫，要命了。就刚刚5分钟前头，俺们叫啊没几个了，现在突然之间，所有人都叫了，要死。
Now, first question is, who knows what part of the world this is coming from?
Oh, I do.
You do.
Me, me.
Pick okay, me. Go ahead, you in the front row.
That is coming from Shanghai, China.
And it almost sounds, it's some of that audio that the people are cheering something, but it would not be the case.
No, they are screaming for food.
They are starving because they are stuck in their apartments due to China's ridiculously over the top. I wonder how they would have done on that that lockdown study.
Look, we're only two ticks away from being communist China here under Newsom. That they've locked everyone down because there is a surge in the COVID variant cases.
Somebody told me this morning, no deaths though.
Because this latest variant lacks any real juice. People are getting mild cases for the vast majority, and that's it.
So what's going on is they can't leave their apartments. It's a lockdown. They can't get food delivery because the food delivery people are too busy. So they're running out of food. They're starving.
It's a total lockdown. There are people who've been committing suicide jumping off balconies.
I've heard that report.
Yeah, there was a video of a couple taking the big dive.
Because they couldn't get food?
Yeah, they're in a state of panic, these people, and they're screaming. One guy rolled his refrigerator out to his balcony and opened it up to show that it was empty.
What if you did leave to try to find something to eat? Would they shoot you?
Well, you know what they did to that dog. By the way, the dog thing is, that wasn't the only story about them.
The corgi, they got beaten to death?
Abusing dogs, yeah.
Oh,
no,
wasn't?
No. Oh. They the Chinese Communist Party, those leaders are absolutely psychopathic crazy. And they are
They want zero COVID.
Yeah, I know. A totally absurd idea.
I thought that was just an Olympic thing. We're past the Olympics. They're still like this?
No. They can't stop controlling people's lives. They look at any COVID as being somehow a disgrace to their system of government. In their system of government, they are all powerful. They are always correct. And they have the formula to permanently eradicate COVID. Except their vaccines sucked. They didn't work that well.
I guess not.
And that's why they don't admit to having many, many deaths. That's why all their numbers are so far gone crazy. That's why you do not let governments have this much power. And this is why you should, if you have a brain in your head, fight any incursions into the government regards to your private life. And you know how many control freaks we have in this state, right? They knocked your kids out of school. They ruined businesses. They took away your freedom. They wouldn't let you on the beach. You couldn't play tennis anymore. There are those who try to control your speech. They control your thoughts. They want to punish you for a joke. You have to fight this stuff because it's the natural default of people in government. They're authoritarian and dictatorial. That's the way human nature naturally flows.
Right.
And in China, it's been unfettered. The people are way too obedient. They're also very frightened. And they allow the government, they actually now are brainwashed into believing the government is correct on almost everything. And it took this. It took starving to death inside your apartment for some of them to finally rebel, only because they're terrified that they're going to die. You can only go 3 days without food.
They've had 26,000 locally transmitted infections in Shanghai, but most of them by far are asymptomatic. But they've tested like 90% of the population. 21 million people.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've got all these government goons going around in white uniforms. I think they're called the Whites.
Oh, yeah?
You don't want the guys coming showing up in the white uniforms because they're bad news.
All right, now moving over to Russia-Ukraine, it's coming to an end because the Pope announced that there should be a truce for Easter. No, that's not going to work, the Pope.
Does Putin look like a religious man to the Pope? Is that what the Pope's thinking?
He's that, got some, I saw a spiritual? Story a couple of weeks ago, him meeting with like one of those bishop-looking guys with all like a, one of the Russian Orthodox churches. So
yeah,
I heard he's not, I don't think he's atheist. I don't know.
I don't see him praying.
The mayor of Mariupol says the death toll in that city passed 10,000 people from that. And of course,
oh geez,
the big story is that the Russians are probably going to redouble their efforts to take eastern Ukraine. The U.S. and other Western nations are going to increase their military aid, which is, as you know, weapons, really nothing more. Apparently, Russia just announced a new war chief, a new war commander. He's got quite the gray outfit on here with the medals.
yeah, they all have medals.
Alexander Duvornikov, 60 years old.
Dumkov?
And apparently, it does look like Dumkov. Apparently, he was in charge when they went into Syria, which we understand resulted in civilians dying.
Oh,
there were atrocities
yeah.
there, too.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. So, I wondered. I was thinking about this the other day. You know how whenever we were talking about the border, right, and yeah. open border activists would want more immigration, and we always said, okay, well, how many? What's your number? Like, what's your limit? Is it 2 million? Is it 10 million? Is it 40 million? At what point would these activists say, okay, that's enough? This has gone too far, right? And nobody we ever encountered had a number where they said it's too much. That's why I'm wondering about the world and Ukraine. How many people does Russia get to kill before the world says, okay, we got to stop this? I mean, it's 10,000 in Mariupol. That's a big number, right?
Like how many largely civilians.
And how many times do we see, you know, children getting imagine if we could see every child getting executed, shot in the back of the head, every woman, every old person getting executed, not soldiers, but how many would it take before everybody said, okay, make it stop? We know he's got nukes, but we can't. I mean, could he kill like, you know, all 40 million people? Would we sit and let that happen and keep going? Well, you know, he's got a nuke. Just wondering. What's
there
the limit?
There is a grim news story tonight that both the U.S. and British sources are trying to track a story that there has been a chemical weapon attack in Mariupol today. Reports that Russian forces may have used chemical agents in an attack on the people of Mariupol. We're working with our partners to verify it. That was the British Foreign Secretary who said that tonight.
All right, so we're one step away from a nuke now.
That would be another atrocity, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Biden said that. Well, remember what he said is like, if he does chemical weapons, we would respond in kind. And everybody said, well,
that's
what does
right.
that mean?
He did say that. What does that mean?
He did say that. And then
we're going to give the Ukrainians chemical weapons to fight back with?
Well,
that's
what everybody said. And then he claimed, oh, I didn't say that. Remember that exchange with Peter Ducey?
It was a walk back.
Yeah, right. No, an absolute denial. Like he never said any such thing.
Well, this could be part of their renewed effort to take eastern Ukraine, and south and east Ukraine is where the Russians are focused now.
I don't think he's ever going to stop.
And maybe they're so frustrated that they are going to sneak in some chemical weapons into the attacks. That's what they're trying to figure out if that's true. Use of riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents, is the report. Oh, they mix them in like it's just, oh, don't worry.
Right.
It's just tear gas.
But provide cover, right? Make it
complicated. There's something in there that kills you or knocks you out for. Great. All right. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Shampo. It's KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah. To update you a little bit more on this report that Ukrainian troops think they may have been hit by a chemical agent, they say a drone dropped something which left them unable to breathe and made them dizzy. So they're looking into if it was a poisonous substance And we don't have any reports today necessarily of people dying, but they believe they may have used some chemical agents on Ukrainian troops. This is in the southern city of Mariupol, which reports it came from a Russian drone. A drone. Let's go to one of the weirdest stories of the day. It comes from Santa Monica. Sandra Endo from Fox 11 gives you the story.
Here on the 1300 block of 14th Street in Santa Monica, where residents say they have suspended mail service because of the fact that their mail carriers have been attacked or threatened or assaulted. And they say this has been going on for a few weeks now. Even one resident saying they saw mail strewn about the street because a man kicked over the cart and basically threatened the mail carrier with a golf club or some type of bat. So because of all this, the Postal Service here in Santa Monica sent a letter on April 7th last week saying that the mail service will be suspended for this area. About 200 families will be impacted because of this, because it's just not safe for their letter carriers to be out here delivering the mail. Now, of course, residents are concerned about this and wondering why they can't just apprehend the person involved in all this, making the threats. Obviously, the Postal Service, according to this letter that they issued to the residents, say that this isn't a decision they made lightly, but they cannot locate or apprehend the person involved in these threats. And so for the safety of the letter carriers, they had to make the decision to suspend mail service here in this area. Here's what residents are saying.
I think it's like rather frustrating to see that like police aren't able to come out and enforce things and make the neighborhood safer for the people who like live here, pay taxes, work hard, you know. And it's it's not the best situation for the people who are living on the streets either, so we need to be able to like help them as well. So I think just overall it's like really frustrating.
It sucks. Obviously this is never good, right? And unfortunately the whole
Captain
block has
Obvious.
To pay for it, so
yeah.
I mean, hopefully we catch the guy and he or she gets whatever consequences,
wow.
But we're
He's
all paying
really
for it.
Woke,
so.
Isn't he?
And residents here in this area do have to now go to the post office to collect their mail. We understand that packages are still being delivered here to this block, but certainly an situation for everyone involved. And we did reach out to Santa Monica PD to see what they have to say about perhaps apprehending the person or what their effort has been so far. We have not yet heard back.
So if you read between the lines, especially that first guy, you think it's a homeless person attacking the postal workers? It's not clear. Apparently one was an assault with a broomstick. I couldn't figure
I can't
it out
imagine
from that.
This.
I'm looking
imagine.
At Channel 4 and Channel 11 and all these what? Media, it's local just, TV stations.
Yeah, but the thing is you can't trust them. It could be a homeless person and they don't want to
Demonize
the homeless.
Demonize is the term.
See, that's the thing. They're no longer reporting identifying characteristics of attackers.
But you heard that one guy say there's something they could do for the unhoused or whatever he said. And it led me to believe they're thinking that's what it is. At least the residents are.
I'd be most likely. That'd be like number one, two, and three suspect I'd be looking for, because who else does that? Who else goes after a mail carrier multiple times?
Yeah, if you're
because
a resident,
this guy's not,
well, you're mad because the mail's late, so you go out there and hit him with a broom?
It's not a young woman going to her paralegal job here, okay? It's probably a crazy guy. It's a meth addict, a psycho case.
Why can't they say that and round him up?
Because the media's gone woke, and Santa Monica is Wokeville. And
with all the surveillance footage we have now, they should be able to get an idea who this is beating on the postal workers.
The city doesn't care. The city doesn't care about...
Well, Santa Monica, of all places, has been too tolerant.
No.
That's their history.
I just read on the local neighborhood Next Door app, you know, they got a conviction from the rioting a couple of years ago.
Right.
Some guy had burned down a Japanese restaurant. It was a federal case. Year and a half is all he got. Year and a half for arson, for burning down a restaurant. Yeah, it's so frustrating because at every level, there's nobody in government that does anything to help people. In fact, the other day there was a report out that Santa Monica was one of the most unsafe cities.
Yeah,
and
get to it.
Officials in Santa Monica said, well, that's not true. You have to count in all the
tourists
and the
right,
business
crime.
People in it. It's like, okay. I mean, it is unsafe because what you do, because the tourists are not committing crimes here, okay? You can't water down your crime rate number by saying, well, we have a lot of tourists. People are not coming to town to commit crimes in Santa Monica. They go to the beach. They go to the Ferris wheel.
Well, and I think the implication was robbers come here to rob the tourists. This is outside stuff. I don't know.
Well,
that's what I got out of her quote.
They set up a criminal train, right, when they brought one of the subway lines into Santa Monica.
Yeah,
everybody in Santa Monica writes on the Nextdoor app constantly. Is like the day they opened up that train service was the day that Santa Monica became. Yeah, sure. Because they come from downtown, and they go and they rob the rich people in Santa Monica, and then they go back to downtown.
Yeah, we heard that from several places where the subway opened. Yeah. The doors opened, here come the vagrants and the robbers.
And it's right next door to Venice, so they get spillover from that Bonnet insanity there.
Yeah.
Well, we got Conway
ding
here.
Dong. All right, ding dong. You know, the same thing happened to Arcadia. As soon as the day they opened
that was in Arcadia.
That Arcadia line, the cops in Arcadia will tell you that's when, robberies and theft started.
Yeah. No, the transit lines are express runs for criminals, homeless people, psychotics.
That's how they should sell them. Dr. Ray Kasheri is coming on with us, a physician at St. Joe's in Orange, to sort of recap what went on for the last couple of years, but also talk about the new variant. Not too crazy, right? But he was right on a lot of issues. He said we should never have been locked down. The kids should have been in school the whole time, and he was right about everything. Then we have, remember Sid and Marty Croft? You know, they created all this kids' entertainment?
Oh, yeah.
Marty Croft's coming on with
us. Is that right?
Yeah. One of the coolest guys of all time. He's got to be in his 80s, right? Or 90s. But Sid and Marty Croft, the television creators, you know, the puppeteers and all that stuff, they're coming on with us. And then I also heard from somebody in Burbank that they're putting one of these bus lanes and right out in front of KFI as an FU to you and
road diet?
That's right. Right. You know, it's going to be right there
on Olive Avenue. Yeah. Sure. The John and Ken road diet lane.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then look who's back from getting married. Crows!
You got married?
Yes.
I did in Orleans.
Oh, congratulations.
Ding dong.
By a voodoo priestess, and it does count.
A voodoo priestess.
Wow. There's a story there.
There's a good omen.
Yeah.
Well, he's a conservative, you know.
Yeah, really. Go to New Orleans and get married by a voodoo priestess. Sure. It's everyone's dream.
That's right.
Ding dong.
Ding dong with everyone.
We got Conway, Crozier in the news, KFI, KSTHC2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.